time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
President Trump telling North Korea they're on notice. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The president tweeting this morning that, quote, if China decides to help, that would be great, but if not, we'll solve the problem without them, end quote. A U.S. air carrier group's been sent to the Korean Peninsula amid concerns about North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The North says it's ready for war and will defend itself, quote, by a powerful force of arms. I'm Chris Barnes.
The attorney for the man accused in last week's Stockholm truck attack says his client is admitting to the crime. He says Uzbekistan state of Rahmat Akhlov is cooperating with investigators and admits he's a terrorist. Akhlov made his first court appearance today under heavy guard. Police say he was facing deportation at the time of the attack. The terrorist attack killed four people. Florida officials have not given an update on the condition of a 14-year-old boy who suffered traumatic injuries in a school bus crash in Florida. The teen airlifted for treatment. Other victims received minor injuries. USA Radio News.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Shares of United Airlines parent company down about 4% after a video of a passenger being dragged off a flight went viral. That amounts to about $500 million in market value. The situation did not negatively affect United Continental Holdings stock yesterday, but since then, CNBC obtained an internal memo in which United CEO called the passenger belligerent and that employees followed proper procedure. He says the traveler refused to comply with orders to get off the plane and that security officers were left with no choice. That's fueled outrage, with some people calling for a boycott of the airline. United Airlines previously had bad PR in 2009 when they broke the guitar of a band member who then wrote a song called United Breaks Guitars that had millions of views on YouTube. A teacher who sent inappropriate text to a student going to prison. Here's the story from Scott Pringle.
Jenna Leahy says she's deeply ashamed and embarrassed, and her actions made her feel worthless. While reading an apologetic statement with the victim sitting there in court, a judge sentenced the 35-year-old Booton resident to 5 years in prison for sending thousands of sexual text messages to a 16-year-old junior while Leahy was teaching English at Parsippany Hills High School in 2013. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
Florida's governor has put a state of emergency in effect because of out-of-control wildfires. 100 active fires are burning across the state, and conditions are hotter and drier than normal. The governor says there's potential for even more fires in the coming months. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. We're going to get started in about 2 or 3 minutes. I've got Ann Thornton with me, and we're going to go through a little bit her background, her business, and I just found out she wrote a book, so we got lots to talk about today. So first things first, let me give you the scientific weather forecast right off my telephone. Android says it is 87 out. Can it be 87 out? That's amazing.
Yes, it can, because it was, that was what was on my car.
So it is mostly sun. No, it's 81, 80 tomorrow. Depends where you're at, probably 77, 73, 70 the next 3 days after that, and 67 over the weekend. So it gets down a little bit normal, more normal over the weekend. I'm not sure there's any such thing as normal this year. But it's nice. Our daffodils sort of popped up early because we're on the sunny side of the street, so they're toast, but the other side of the street has nice daffodils now in the shade, so it depends where you're at. We're going to play a few of our paid sponsor commercials, and we'll be right back and get into all about Ann and her background.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hello, this is Joe Peters, and I'm back with Ann Thornton. Say hello, Ann.
Hi, Joe. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so it's picking our sound up pretty good.
Good.
And we're going to talk a little about Ann's background. My background, as you just heard, is in real estate. I do real estate across both Hunterdon and Somerset County, residential real estate, and try to help make people's goals and dreams come true from a real estate viewpoint. But over the years, I've known Ann's company because she helped me sort of get the deals closed. And it started, we were just talking back when, as we first moved to Hunterdon County, we bought a couple of one bedrooms up in Beaverbrook. And your company at that point actually managed?
I have two companies, okay. And one of those companies called Condo Management Maintenance Corp, or CMMC. So, yes, manages condo associations, and okay. Some of the Beaverbrook properties were part of that.
And you still do that today?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So I just remember Debbie Ludwig. Ludwig,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Worked for me for a long time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I got to meet your big, tall guy, Brad.
Brad. Yeah, he's been with me for over 25 years.
Wow.
He started as a summer helper when he was in college.
Okay.
And when he graduated from college, he came on full time and, you know, then became, and he's now a partner in the business.
That's good.
He's a great guy.
Good. And I see Roseanne DeTorres' brother is in there.
Yes, he's my new licensed master plumber, also a partner at MSI.
It's
a funny, did you know this about being in the plumbing business? I don't know if you want to start there or you want to start with who I am. I'll start with who I am. I think maybe that's makes a little more sense. As Joe said, I'm Ann Thornton, and my business is MSI Plumbing and Remodeling and CMMC. My husband, Les Giese, owns and runs the property management company, Condo Management Maintenance Corp. And I own and run, along with these two minor partners, MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. Because we're married and we're doing this together for 33 years, and we certainly found out early that it was really good to have our own kingdoms to keep the marriage just as wonderful as it is. So we developed a system to work together and do this over 33 years. Yeah, I know. 33 years. So the property management company, we manage some condo association at Beaverbrook. We also manage the Hunterdon Doctor's Office building that's adjacent, connected to the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Okay.
And we've managed that 60,000 square foot doctor's office building since the day it was built.
Wow.
Almost 30 years. I think it's like 27 years.
So when you say you manage, you take care of occupancy?
We're like,
repairs?
Imagine being a city manager. So everything that they, everything from, if it's a condo association, from snow removal to landscaping to insurance to lawyers to accountants to insect, companies, every architects, everything you can imagine. In a doctor's office building or any office building, same stuff, but more internal stuff too. Many doctors, it's a partnership over there. A lot of the doctors own that building with the hospital.
Oh, I didn't know.
So it's a great, it's a great account. We've been there for 27 years. And then
wow.
we do a lot of the repairs and plumbing, et cetera, inside that commercial building, as well as other smaller buildings. In Hunterdon, we don't have a lot of big, giant commercial office buildings. I mean, we have a few, but we don't have anything like Somerset, as you know. So Les runs that business. And then, I used to be in that business when I first moved out here.
Okay.
Again, let me start a little bit. My background is I never had one business course in my life, but as it turned out, I'm a really natural businesswoman.
Okay.
Who knew? My background is I was a teacher and a vocational counselor. So I have an undergraduate degree in special ed and sociology and a master's in vocational counseling.
Wow.
And I always thought that I would have Kim Metz's job. Do you know Kim?
Yeah, I know Kim.
Okay, I thought I would get my PhD and be Dr. Thornton and be the head of a vocational school. Kim Metz, if you don't know, listeners, is our Hunterdon Polytech's superintendent. She's awesome.
Is awesome, yes.
So So that's what I thought I was going to do. And I was teaching at a vocational school and working as a counselor down south, down in Little Rock, Arkansas, where actually I'm from Arkansas. I won't give you the whole history, but anyway. That's because I also grew up in California. But as life would have it, I needed a new life. And so I left Little Rock and moved to Manhattan. I know, it sounds crazy. But I needed a new life. And so I moved to New York City, and because I wasn't going there to be an actress or be a Broadway star or anything. I had credentials. I wanted to be in business, and I got a job with New York Telephone right away. And they made me a manager. Put me in training class. New York, the telephone company used to be they spent more as much money on education in America as universities did. Hmm. I don't know if they do anymore, but they used to.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's where I met my husband, who was an executive with AT&T. Les was an executive with AT&T. And he had been transferred out here from Colorado, and it started a little condo management company on the side. He bought a condo at Union Gap. It was before, late 70s,
Okay.
Nobody even knew what a condominium was, right? Now, of course, they're everywhere. And so when we decided to get together, and I came into, I left after, I was 3 years in New York, and moved out here with him, and it was him and me, and we had one part-time person.
Wow.
That's how we started. And he also, at that time, this was 1980, 6. He had also started, and remember, nobody had their own personal computers in 1986.
No, wasn't such a thing.
He was a visionary and still is. We had a secretarial services company called the Perfect Page. That we had, you know, a Radio Shack computer that you could type on and paper would come out of. It was a very exciting time.
Yeah.
And so we had that until it kind of technologies just took that business away from us. And plus, the management started to grow. And then, of course, you know, you're a management company and you need to fix one thing somewhere. And so you hire that part-time retired guy named Jack, you know. And Jack works for you part-time, then you hire the next guy. I mean, you know, no one starts out, I mean, at least, I don't think we started out to say, oh, we're going to build this big company, right? We started out saying, oh, we're madly in love, we have this company, we want this to work for our life.
Okay.
Let's start our family, you know, we're our own boss. And that's really driven our whole philosophy for 33 years. And so we just grew the business day by day. And eventually, you know, then we started doing the maintenance at the condo associations. And then you're fixing siding somewhere, and one of the homeowners comes out and says, hey, do you guys remodel bathrooms? And what's the answer?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just so happens
we do that. And then, you know, we started doing that and continued this. And for a while, we had the landscape irrigation business, lawn sprinklers, and we worked at horse farms. So we're kind of very curious people. We like to grow in more of the professional trades, if you will, where you need licenses and certifications and such. And we've just used the business to kind of live the kind of life we've wanted to live out here with our kids. And I was telling you before about how I was able to take in all these exchange students through Rotary. Well, I would have never been able to do that had I not. And by the way, listeners, there were 6 of them over 10 years for a year each. So I would have never been able to bring in a 16-year-old to my house for a full year if I hadn't had the flexibility to really do that well, you know, and having your own business. And, you know, it really gave us that. And for that, I'm forever thankful. It's really, really been a great ride out here.
And you said you had 2 of your own children.
I have 2 of my own children, yeah. And they don't live here either. One lives in Seattle and one lives in Denver now.
Okay.
Yeah. So we work a lot because the kids aren't here.
Yeah.
But
so
it's,
how many people in your business altogether?
We have 23 employees. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7 people in the office and everybody else out in the field. A lot of people see our trucks all over the place, the big MSI triangles, right? And as far as in the realty business, we do work with a lot of realtors because obviously in a real estate transaction, there are things that need to be repaired in a home or changed or this or that. So, or, you know, in the middle of winter, somebody, you got to go, you know, make sure the pipes don't freeze, you know, those kinds of things too. So we've worked with many realtors over the years.
Do you also do bank properties, bank owned?
We've not really gotten into that.
Okay.
We work for banks at their own properties and other, you know,
right.
that'll send us out to their branches, you know, et cetera, but not so much with
bank-owned houses.
Seems
to be getting to be a bigger. I mean, New Jersey's been for the last 5 years number one on foreclosures and whatever. And right now we're looking. I mean, 2 years ago we did 77,000. Last year we did 72. This year we'll be in the high 60s. But it's cut itself in half from where
that's,
it was.
That's so, number of closings.
Number of foreclosed properties.
Number of foreclosed properties.
The way they measure it is if you're 90 days behind in your payment, which means you're in list pending status, libel suit is filed against you, you go on to that count.
Mm.
And we're the Northeast in general, I mean, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, none of the states are too good, but we're the worst.
Oh, okay. And, I didn't know that.
And it's a little bit because we're a judicial state, and you have to go in front of a judge, and judge is always going to rule on the side of the family. So if the family really hit hard times, it's hard to get them out of these things.
Right.
Where if you were in Nevada or California, it's 120 days and it's over. It's not even a judicial system. It's just a paperwork system that goes through the courts on its own.
Okay.
So I think it's good that we're that kind of a state, but the state in general lags. We lag in employment. We lag in, well, I just read this morning, we're number one in taxes again. There's a lot of reasons for that. But it's a great state to live in.
I know. So, therein is the conundrum, right?
Chris Christie, love him or hate him, came to Annandale about 3 months ago, and I never heard him speak in person or at length. And he got up for an hour and 15 minutes about notes and not only gave his talk, but answered questions, including some from the high school. And I was totally impressed. And one of the things he said was, that you may choose to live here, even though the taxes are the highest in the nation. You don't mind. He has a big fault with the Abbott school systems and balancing that out so we're not sending half of our money somewhere else, and then they're not managing it well, and that's his philosophy on it. But I heard Cicciarelli speak as well. Now, not sure I said Jack's name right, but he's got that same thing and saying, now, Christie's not running anymore, but Jack is. And he's saying, let's sort of balance it back. If you're not performing, let's measure. Let's take a quarter back for each of 3 years to 4 years. If you're not, we're back to where we started. And Christie said that $1,800 out of the average Clinton Township, which is where he was talking, goes to Abbott school districts. So part of your taxes are going. Mm-hmm. So it's an expense. But he said, you may choose to say for $1,800, you're going to have your problems. I'm going to live in Hunterdon County. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the way we feel. I mean, we came here when we were in our late 50s, early 60s, and we've just never looked back. Mm-hmm. It's been fun. It's a great place to live. I've never called the cops, never used the ambulance, never went to the schools other than the vote. But I was paying $17,000 in taxes until we took our mega mansion on Blue Cliff about 5 years ago and said, that's it. Mm-hmm. Let's sell it. Let's go live in a townhouse and have some fun. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing. We have more money, more time.
Right, exactly. And that's what I tried to do my whole life.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah, it was something I
could show off.
I learned it the hard way early. Okay. So believe me, I paid for it early. So, I earned it. But it's true. And it's... In a way, and I tell this is because I do a lot of speaking engagements, and I love to speak to young entrepreneurs and young people. I mean, it's my background, too. I was a high school teacher. But, you know, it's all about not letting life just happen to you, that you really can't. You know, we've been in business 33 years. You would think, most people, oh, they got it down. They know what they're doing, right, day in and day out. Do you know we still do a business plan every year?
Good.
We still do projections. We still analyze our business every year. Now, you take those kind of skills and put that onto your own personal life, and most people don't.
They don't.
They don't at all. They just, what do? They let life happen to them.
Yeah.
And that's not happening in my life. And I don't, you know, I make sure of it. And so I'm a big proponent of planning your life, not your business life, your life.
Your life.
What do you want?
Yep.
And how are you going to get there? And, you know, et cetera.
Even I've got five adult children. I always say they're my
favorite.
Five. My favorite age, grown and gone.
Yeah.
Okay. But I said, what's your plan? Well, I don't have one, but I'm going to do one next year. No, you're never going to do one. We got to sit down right now and do it. I sit down, like you do, not only on a yearly basis, but a monthly basis, look at my business, look at my life, and plan out what we're going to do. I can tell you we're going on vacation for years from now. I'm not sure I'm nuts, but I'm not sure 99% of the people in the nation think that far in advance either. I think they sit in their chair and let the program, the television program, and we refuse. Marilyn and I have been together 27 years. We have never watched a sitcom. We sit down, we'll watch the sharks eat the pelicans or whatever, you know, kind of nature. I know more about nature than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah.
But I refuse to get involved in what people want to sell me things through. I want to live and like we're going back through the Cosmos Theory series, which was, I can't think of his name, but he ran the planetarium in New York and only did 1 year of it.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing Neil something or other.
Neil Tyson deGrasse.
There you go.
Neil Tyson deGrasse. Yeah.
So we're a little like you, and maybe not enough like you, because you seem to be doing better than I am.
Yeah.
But we're still having fun.
Yeah, but I have 23 people. Have you, so that adds a whole layer.
That's a tremendous
responsibility.
I remember when we met. I first met you one-on-one through the Leadership Hunter program, and you talked a little about how that.
That's
going
to be scary sometimes. Believe me. And you have to, you have to obviously have all your financial ducks in a row to run a business like this. And so we try to pay a lot of attention to it.
Right, because, I mean, there's disciplinary problems. There's economic problems. There's just times where you think business has to come first for the 27 or 23 that are left. So that's tough.
Yeah. So, but I love it. I love every minute of it. I'm so happy to have ended up being in business. You know, I'm a product of a generation that really expected women to be teachers, nurses, and secretaries. I was a secretary to put myself through college to become a teacher.
Okay.
I did take one biology class thinking about a nurse, and I was like, no, it's not for me. Where in all the time I would have loved But no one ever encouraged me to go. You know, I was the first person in my family to go to college. Wow. So there was no role model whatsoever. Okay. You know, it was all me trying to figure it out. And but I guess, you know, listen, life takes you where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that my training as a teacher and a motivator and a counselor and my understanding of human development and motivation and all of that helps me every day, probably more than any business class would have. I've learned the business stuff. Yep. You know, thank God for the Chamber of Commerce over the years. I got an MBA from the Chamber of Commerce, you know, because I've really participated and learned, because I needed to run this business. But the counseling and my relationships I developed with my employees and my vendors, my customers, and the philosophy I expect my employees and vendors and customers to adhere to, you know, is a large part of because of my teaching and counseling background and being a woman. And when you mentioned my TV commercials, which for those of you who have Comcast, you might have seen me on television. And it's amazing because they're very, you know, I told you before, in 30 years I've done all kinds of advertising.
Right.
And it's just been a year and a half that we're doing these TV commercials, which I star in. You want to call it starring? I appear in. And they're incredibly successful. And people call and literally say to my dispatcher, "Oh, I just love the idea of a woman owning that business. You know, I think I could really trust her people in my house."
Isn't that neat?
It's amazing.
Isn't that neat?
And it came, you know, that's exactly what we wanted people to come away with. And that little 30-second commercial, well, there's three different ones, but a 30-second commercial might have four sentences in it, six maybe. But it takes five people to write the right six sentences.
Yes.
And get there. I mean, you know, when it's done and it's great, you look at it and you go, "Oh, that must have been so easy." No, not so easy.
I've done the same. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been as successful with it or maybe done as much as you did. But I realized we're going to go through a whole day to get a 1-minute commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And then they say, "Well, I would have done that."
Now you know why movies cost $1 billion dollars to make. Because imagine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a photo shoot for this book that I was telling you the book I'm doing. It's called Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Improvement. But I had a photo shoot with a professional photographer to shoot the front photo and then about the author photo in the back. And she shot like 500 photos of me to get to Photoshop. To get two good enough to Photoshop.
They weren't even final
shots. You know, they can make anybody beautiful, let me tell you. Between the makeup and hair people and the Photoshopping and all that stuff, they make anybody beautiful.
Well, I've always said I use a professional photographer when I do listings with real estate. And I say, you know, I've got a $1,300 camera and I'm a pretty good photographer, but my photographer has a $13,000 lens and she's a great photographer.
Right, exactly.
And
big difference.
I just cannot see the angles that she sees.
Are you droning it now?
Not yet, because
I heard that the other day, and it's like the word drone, which is a noun, has become a verb. Because this person said to me, "Oh, I'm going to drone it."
Well, I did. I had a house up in California set up on a hill. And all the pictures look like it's set up. So we took 5 years ago and put a drone up at house level. And he was a good drone, but he wasn't a good photographer. I said, "No, I wanted a 45-degree angle. Take it from the corner." It was a show in itself. At $150 I paid this guy, I must have had 20 of the neighbors in this conversation.
Yeah.
So I said, "You know what? We don't need to take
But they're using it all, because I was looking at a listing that's actually on my street the other day. I was enjoying, my neighbor's selling their house. And they have a big yard with a pool and all this stuff. And they had a drone video of it, too, after they showed the interior videos.
Right.
Then they had a drone at the whole property.
In the thing I see Brad at, the Leeds Groups, which is the Chamber of Hunter, and he does drone, but he does drone for not so much photography. He does it for all sorts of measurement things.
Oh, yeah.
So even now I'm seeing the police are using drones to find people that are running away through the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's at its infancy.
It is at its infancy. I would agree with
There is if you go above 400 feet, you're in airspace, so you've got to not only be insurance but licensed and trained.
Yeah.
But if you play within the lines,
it's pretty interesting and the applications for it too, you know.
So I'm sitting yesterday, I'm getting physical therapy for an Achilles, whatever I got on my foot, and the one guy is talking to the other, both PT people, saying, I looked at a car on Saturday, and I thought he was looking at a Lexus or something. He says, It tells me that a stop sign is coming up. It tells me that the speed limit, because it's reading the signs, is 35 and I'm doing 42. And I'm saying, what kind of car are you looking at? It's a CRV. So you're kidding me. I mean, we're getting there.
Right, the middle of the road car has a really, really advanced technology.
I've got what we call training wheels. Like the lines are too close in the front and back.
Yes.
But like the year after, they did the side bumper, so if somebody's coming across your tail, it picks you up. It gets better and better.
Yeah.
And Professor Hughes said that it's the technology that we see, but we don't know how we're going to use it yet, that will change Hunterdon County as we go forward. It may be self-driving cars, where you get in a car and it drives you home.
Right.
And since you're in a car that drives by itself, you don't need to be in the lanes with everybody else, so you get there twice as quick. Because we're losing population. We're losing for a couple of reasons. People aren't coming to the West the way we did at one point. And then secondly, the jobs aren't out here, and they're saying, if I'm really going to work in the Newark area, I might as well live a little closer.
Right, and Somerville gives them that, or Somerset gives them that.
Because Chris Phelan's our president here. Mike, he's going to kill me for picking his name, but he says, think about it, of the free airports, the best is Newark. Now you're in Newark, you come out on 78, what's the first nice county you get to? It's Somerset County.
Of course it is, yeah.
Don't go any further. This is where we want you. He's really nailed it, because he says, I feel sorry for the counties that are out to the west because they're not going as far. So technology, and I think working out of the house where you don't have to commute the way we did for years.
You would think that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I hear that, you know, a lot of big companies do that. It's in small companies, it's a little harder. Listen, I'm a mom and pop service company. Yeah. You call me, we send somebody to your house kind of thing. So we're not a technology company, you know, so it's different. But I will say this about technology. You know, I've been in the business, as I said, for 33 years, and I feel like sometimes I'm so behind that even as advanced as I am, I still feel like I know there's things that I don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
And until you know, I wish
I knew, because maybe it would streamline this system, or it would save me some expenses here.
Right.
You know, so I'm trying to figure out a way to bring some of that youth in the form of a daughter that may come back and work for me.
Good
but,
and bad.
Yeah, good, I think.
Yay.
But, it's important when you're in business, like me, to keep up with things like that. It's like, if you're not keeping up with social media, and you know this, and you're in a retail business too, Joe, a realtor. You know.
What we're doing with social media, I grew up in technology, got all these gray hairs. I'm only 37, but they look like I'm much older. I'm amazed what we can do. And I'll give you a good example. I've been working for the last year to penetrate the canal walk in Somerset County. There's 1,038 houses, all 55 plus. Some are multi-floors, some are single family.
Oh, yeah, we used to work at that place. I remember the name of it. Yep.
And I am advertising into canal walk with that as a keyword, and we're measuring who's picking up geographically. 20% of the people looking at it are in North Carolina. And I'm saying, well, they're either coming back, because I said to myself, if you move into canal walk, and there's phases of aging. The first phase is, I'm retired, let's go enjoy life. The second phase is, one of us getting a little ill. The third was usually, unfortunately, not in the right direction. And they want to be back
that's
closer,
one way to put it.
Closer to the kids.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're starting to see.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is, I want to advertise to the people in 55 pluses that have been there for 7 or 8 years already, so they're getting near the edge where they may be thinking, and I will help them understand what their options are, because I am senior certified. If you look at my site, Jay Peters, I got all the details is out there. I need to tell you about it on a radio show. But to know that 20% of my people are coming out of North Carolina, I didn't know that a month
ago. That's interesting.
I didn't know that. 7% are coming out of India.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Marilyn says, one hell of a commute.
Do all realtors are using these techniques?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
We're taking a look.
Yeah.
I do business.
Good for you.
Business in Warren County. And in Warren County, I stood in front of the chamber, in front of the mayor a year ago, and said, guess where your customers are coming from? And one guy raised his hand. He said, Brooklyn? I said, how did you guess that? He says, I do a similar business, and I know my customers are coming out of Brooklyn. I said, not only do I know they're coming out of Brooklyn, they're coming out of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. We can pinpoint it down to a zip code in Brooklyn where they're coming from and advertise back to them and engage.
Right, sure.
Most realtors are doing open houses, sitting at desk, running a little advertising, dialing for dollars. What I try to do, two things, is I'm in about eight different leads groups and for the chambers, and I get out and I talk to people. And this morning, as I mentioned, was in Basking Ridge, and they're cutting that poor 300-year tree down, but the mayor of Basking Ridge is there talking about the things that were going on in Basking. I met two new people this morning. One of the guys was saying, because I got up and said, we're starved for inventory, which we are. He said, really? And I said, really? He said, at what price point? I said, all but under 500 especially. It's where the first and second time buyers are. He said, I've been thinking about investing. I said, let's talk. You know, it's that's the way you build your business. You get out and you meet people. You make some sense. And you develop relationships. And yours is the same way.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
Yep. I know I had a something, I don't want to question the guy, but the fire marshal in Clinton Township said that you have two rooms in the basement that could be used as bedrooms, and they have closets. You have to seal the closets off, or I can't resell the house. I said, foul. I've listed this house three times now and gotten a CO on it, and that's not been an issue. So you can't enforce an issue on it. He said, well, then the best I can do is put into my CO that for fire that it can't be used as a bedroom or the CO is void. I said, that's fair, because we're not going to. We never have. But when I went up and talked to your people about it, they gave me like eight options. It was sort of neat. Well, we could close the closets, or maybe we can make the closets without doors and make them like storage areas. And that's where I've always found that local people know local people, especially if you've had success with it. You go back and you talk, and I had Brad, and I had Rose's brother, I forgot his first name.
Rich,
in his conversation, and we came up with what we finally did. And
it was
good.
Yeah.
And that's what you look for. There's not a week goes by that I'm not involved in a maintenance issue of some sort. Right now, it's a septic system. In East Amwell, the house is 1960s built. The septic's never been replaced. I'm saying it's dead.
Yeah.
I don't have to dig it up to look. It's dead. I mean, septic's only last 40 years. You're well over that limit. Most of them die at 30 if they're not taken care of. So it's either septic. I had one in Amwell that the garage was up 6 inches off the driveway because the guy used it as a workshop, not a garage. And he laid another floor after the first floor cracked over the years, so it got built up. We had to find a way to get the car up because we sold it as a garage and raised the garage door up so it shut properly. You think you've heard it all? No.
Here, I'll give you a good one. There's been several jobs in the last few years that we've had to come in behind somebody getting ready to sell their place, particularly a finished basement that they let, you know, Uncle Joe do.
Yeah.
Not you. But, you know, just anybody, it's Uncle Joe.
If I did it, they'd be in deep sneakers.
They come in, and guess what? No one pulled a permit for anything. Right. And there's a bathroom down there, and there's electricity down there. And literally, we have been hired by homeowners to come in and rip open, I mean, to the tune of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Because they had a contract to sell that thing with a finished basement.
Yep.
And they didn't have all the right permits.
Yep.
And literally come in and rip it apart so the inspectors could come in and look and make sure everything was okay, then rebuild it so they could sell it. So, listeners, I urge you, any contractor that you work with, make sure that you know what the permitting process is. It's a very, you know, I personally, in my company at MSI, we work extremely well with all of the townships and all of the inspectors. We understand how to fill out the paperwork and get it going, et cetera. And we also understand the value of what they bring to the process.
Sure.
Because it puts me, what happens is, there's lots, especially in the contracting business, there's lots of guys, mostly guys, maybe there's a lady every so often, but mostly guys with a pickup truck and a magnetic sign and a dog riding shotgun that will come in and do your job.
I can tell you're from Arkansas.
Exactly. And do your job and walk away and you never see them again.
Right.
And they didn't do it correctly. It wasn't inspected. And now you're left with this job, you know, this poorly performed job that could be even dangerous.
Right.
Especially with the electrical and the plumbing involved.
I know when you read the town's write-ups, they say this is for your safety, that we're going to get the permitting done. But it brings things to a standard. And the standard keeps getting improved. So the standards in 85 are much different than 2017. Mm-hmm. But you're inspected that standard like everybody else. And people say, it's just a way to raise the taxes. Well, if you're improving it, you probably should be raising the taxes.
Right.
That's the way we pay for the people that protect us. It scares me what I've seen some people. I had a guy.
Oh, you must have seen a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I had a guy who didn't do everything since he bought the house in 82. Didn't do a thing. And they couldn't find the file even. You should have an as-built file. I couldn't even find that. He insisted I had permits for this, but we knew after a while. He was shooting from the hip. He went through hell.
I know. Yeah. And rightfully so.
Right.
You know, you
pay me now or pay me later.
Yeah,
don't change the oil, replace the engine.
Yeah, you know? exactly. So we have people ask us all the time, will you do this without a permit? And our answer is always no. We don't do any work without the correct permits.
You know, so you do preliminary plumbing. Do you do electricity as well?
Well, we have electrical subcontractors that we would use. But I'll tell you a little about what we do for the plumbing. I mean, we do everything. Anything from water heaters to leaky faucets, replacing toilets, gas lines, pipe leaks, anything. And also water conditioning, testing and the installation of water conditioning equipment.
Okay.
And out here in Hunterdon County, that's a huge deal. Because most of us are on wells, and a lot of people have no idea how badly contaminated the underground is. Down in the Ringo's area, there's so much arsenic down there that it just it measures off the chart. And even if you're on city water, you can have your water tested because it can be very hard. For example, in Clinton Township, the water we have there, I think it's supposed to be, you know, like 3 or 4 grains per million. It's like 17. Okay, it's like 5 or 6 times more. Now, it won't kill you. It won't hurt you.
Yeah.
But it will mess with your water heater and your coffee maker and your appliances. Because it's depositing, and your faucet's depositing all these minerals.
Tewksbury Township always has low pH. So if you see that green underneath the drip, it means it's eating the pipes out from the inside out. And then I watch on TV, and it says, my pipes are starting to leak all over the place. Well, it's not your pipes problem. It's your water problem.
So we've really taken on the water conditioning line of business in the last
year.
That's
interesting.
And, in fact, I cut a TV commercial just for that. It's been tremendous. I mean, we've always, you know, sold it, but now it's, I mean, really, people are realizing. And, you know, you need to, well, like I said, if you're on city water, it's safe. It's just hard. I mean, I say that, and then I think about people in Detroit, or maybe it's not safe. But for the most part, we think it's pretty safe out here for city water.
But it gets tested when you move in, and it probably doesn't get tested again until you move out.
Oh, which is, it should be tested annually. I'll tell you something that we do with the Raritan Headwaters organization. It's a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Their goal is to research and protect the headwaters of here in Hunterdon and Somerset, the Raritan Headwaters.
Okay.
And so they do, they're all about extensive testing and then categorizing all those tests so that they can watch over time how water changes, et cetera. So they've always teamed up with a municipality to do a low-cost water testing day. Mm-hmm. They try to, you know, with Clinton Township, with Flemington, Reddington Township, et cetera. And so we saw them give a presentation at a Rotary meeting, and we're, you know, our office, MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, is right on Route 31 between Clinton and Flemington. Very easy access. So we said, and we're in the water business. So we said, we would love to be the place for you guys to do this. So 2 years ago, we just did our second year with them. We serve as the depository. So we do all the press, help them do all the press, and then all the Clinton Township residents who want to do the lower cost, you know, testing, they come and they get the stuff from us. A week later, they bring it back. So it's a really public-private kind of, you know, effort.
And
it's really
great. So is there a charge for that, or is it?
Well, they pay. We don't charge anything.
Right.
MSI gets nothing, no money out of it. They pay Raritan Headwaters. But it's usually a reduced price, because you can go to regular retail labs if you want. But Raritan Headwaters tries to do this because they're encouraging people to do the testing.
Right.
And you should really test once a year. There are certain things you should test for once a year, things you can test for, you know, once every 3 years. But it's expensive. I mean, it can be $1,000 to do all these tests. But, you know, you're talking about your family. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, there are this arsenic down in the Ringo's area. Yikes. It's pretty crazy.
I know we lived on Crystal and Blue Cliff for about our first 12, 13 years up here, and we had wells, and now we're in Beaverbrook, and it's a city water system. But I've said Maryland's got high blood pressure, so I've always run a reverse osmosis just to keep the salt down. We've never tested it, but it's got the refrigerator's got a filter, but it's not an RO. So this year I'm going to come up when you're doing it.
It'll be in the Clinton Township newsletter and stuff. Well, we usually do it in September, October. But wow. Yeah, we do it in conjunction with Raritan Headwaters.
So talk about your book. This is
my book. Okay, so yeah, I know it's just it, well, it's an unusually hot day. Yeah, it's okay.
You know what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, for years and years, I've written articles for town newsletters, condo newsletters, and now, of course, for my own website and Facebook postings, etc. And so, a year and a half ago, I thought, well, maybe it's time to just bring all that together into a book. And so I've been working on it for a year and a half, and I'm just literally just a few weeks away from getting it published. And it's called Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Improvement.
Neat.
Yeah, and it's divided up by trade, basically.
Okay.
It starts out actually talking about, you know, the difference between living in a single-family home and a condominium, an apartment.
Right.
The permitting, you know, your township permitting processes, et cetera. Then it goes into the aspects of your home that are really safety and health related, you know, fire extinguishers, yeah, carbon monoxide, et cetera. And then it just starts with every trade, you know, plumbing, electric, carpentry, roofs, basements, septic, you know, the whole thing. And it's just got all kinds of tips. Everything from, you know, how to clean your garbage disposal to a diagram for, and in many ways this book is geared toward women, to make them feel more comfortable, right, when they talk to a contractor. Because many times we don't feel comfortable, right, we feel like we're going to be taken advantage of.
Right.
So I really tried to make this book something that women, and men too, because a lot of men actually don't know stuff about their house either, you know, can get some terminology, some understanding of what happens when there's a roof leak? What mm-hmm. could it be? Okay, so I also really try to educate people in this book.
So it's Ann Thornton's Guide to...
Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Improvement.
And it's going to be on Amazon.com.
It's going to be on Amazon.com. I'm going to sell it all over the place.
And you've probably got a wait list out there now if it's coming.
I haven't done that yet, but okay. I mean, I'm just so close to getting it, you know, finally.
But when you do shoot it, because I'll put it out on my blog.
Oh,
the
yeah,
book
definitely.
Is available.
Well, I actually think that realtors are going to be a really good market for me.
I think you're right.
That it could be a really great gift to, you know, to prospective owners or buyers, and I think because I am trying to develop more of a side business for myself to do these speaking engagements,
right,
that maybe I can speak to realtor groups, etc. But so I do think that realtors are going to be
so
good.
Geographically, what area do you cover?
We cover basically any 30 miles from in any direction from Clinton,
from Clinton,
if you will.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's a big
Morristown's
area.
A little too far. Princeton's a little too far.
Do you go into Pennsylvania at all?
A little bit. Not much.
Because do your licenses carry across?
Yes, we
they
have.
Do.
We have.
Okay.
Pennsylvania licenses. But
so I know from, I guess there's about 8 different subsections of Beaverbrook that we've talked mm-hmm. over time for your company and always have had personally good service. And as a matter of fact, one of my customers, we just sold up on Greenbrier. We're in their 90s. And they said, oh, no, just MSI has always done our work. Mm-hmm, let them do the mm-hmm. work. They're trusted. They're
yes.
trusted.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And I love to hear that. Yeah. Yeah.
So you do other things besides maintenance, though. If somebody needs a new bathroom or a new kitchen.
Oh, we do big remodeling. Big, okay. big. I mean, like big.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Like... Mm-hmm. $250,000 kitchens and...
I know the one you showed
house.
The pictures of yours when we were over at the photo place.
Basements with fabulous wine cellars.
Oh.
And I, just so you know, we're a remodeling company that most of these people are my employees.
Okay.
I'm not a general contractor that brings in a trade for everything I do.
Right.
The only trade we don't do is electric.
Electric.
So the carpentry, the tile, the paint, the all the plumbing, you know, rough and finished plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything. So when you know, that's why people really like us and love us. I think is because there's you know, I have guys that work for me for years. So the same, they're like, "Are you sending Nick?" Yeah, I'm sending Nick. You know, kind of thing. But they trust us, and that's
right.
a big deal because contractors have a horrible reputation. You know.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
And I think as a woman-owned business, that's one of the things I've tried to do is to really make this a business. I mean, let's face it, I'm not the plumber.
Right.
I'm not the carpenter. I mean, I know a lot about it,
yeah.
but I don't go out there and do it. So it's a really different way. For me, it has to be different the way I run it. Like, I'm not running it like a man where I know exactly.
Yeah.
That, and I say to them, yeah, you didn't do that right. I mean, I look at it and I'm like, well, I don't know if you did it right. But I trust you manage. My manager or my partner right. to know if he's doing it right or she's doing it right, you know. So I have to sometimes I feel a real disadvantage because of that. But, you know, most of the time I don't because I know I have the right people that
well, I
know, do
know. I'm going to buy it, and I will actually, I'll get this repurposed, our interview, so that people can listen to it as well. But I'll get the book out there when it's ready. And
thank
see
you. We, that'd be great.
So you were nominated and won Woman of the Year 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I guess Michelle Cresti was the following year?
Michelle Heidi.
Heidi, okay, yeah.
Oh, I think it was Bonnie Duncan the next year and then Michelle.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the actual... Maybe, I don't remember.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But that's quite an award for
Hunter
County.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Here's the, you want to know the funny story about that, though?
No. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, as I said, I've been in business for 33 years, and I've been in the chamber that whole time.
Okay.
So I've been through 4 chamber presidents. Okay. So I actually won this award like 22 years ago, but I've been around so long. No one remembered. And they gave me the award again. And I joked that day. I'm like, I really am so appreciative, but already won this award. However, no one remembers. So,
that's
isn't that funny?
Funny.
I'm like, well, I'm still here, folks.
So, and I understand you were just telling me on the 24th, there's a woman's...
25th. Yeah, let me talk about that a little bit. The Chamber of Commerce here in Hunterdon, we have a fantastic... group called the Women's Business Forum, and which I was one of the founding members over 20 years ago.
Okay.
And for the last 8 years, we've done this fantastic full-day summit where we have a keynote speaker and breakout sessions and breakfast and lunch and networking. I mean, it's really, really great. You'll learn so much and meet so many. We have over 100 women and men. It's mostly women, but men are invited too. So.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's really great.
I'm looking at my calendar because I put you said 25th.
It's on Tuesday, April 25th.
And I'm definitely going to go.
Awesome. From 8 to 2 p.m. at the Hawk Point Golf Club.
Which is a neat facility.
Which is a beautiful facility. For the last few years, we've held it at the Ryland Inn, but right. we wanted to do something different and want to spread it around. You know.
Good.
So, yeah, it's going to be at Hawk Point, and we have some awesome speakers, some really informative, you know, engaging speakers, and the chance to really network with a lot of...
So who will some of the speakers be?
Well, some of the speakers are... we've got Assemblywoman, our local Assemblywoman, Donna Simon, is going to be speaking. And for our keynote speaker, we have a woman who has worked for years in women's worldwide global funds, developing
okay.
funds for women to invest in. Who are buying women's businesses, et cetera. So that's kind of interesting. And then the breakout sessions, there's 3 breakout sessions. One with Janice Kovich. Do you know Mayor Janice Kovich?
No, and I love the meter. So
oh, you don't know? Oh, she is amazing. Amazing.
Okay.
And quite the character.
We're friends on
woman.
Facebook, but I've never met her.
Yeah, she's really great. She's going to do a breakout session on community leadership roles.
Okay.
And she's got knowledge, a lot of knowledge there. And then Maria Simple, have you ever
yes,
met
Maria?
Yes,
Maria and I
okay.
are friends. She's
okay,
in
good.
Somerset very deeply,
yes,
so I've
yes.
gone to a couple
so
of
she,
her
So she, of
sessions.
Course, is the social media maven, and
right.
she's going to talk about using technology to build your personal brand, which
yep.
you sound like you're doing a fantastic job at. And then the third session is with Rena Kamens. I've not met Rena. She's going to be talking about professional development and continuing education, which is so important.
Right.
So important if you're going to further, whether it's your career or you're an entrepreneur. You
right.
have to keep getting out there. One of the things, as being an entrepreneur for myself, I know, and sometimes, you know, owning a business like I've owned all these, it's kind of like a marriage, your company, because you have these fabulous great times,
yep.
and then sometimes you have these like, why am I doing this? Why
right.
am I still married to you, business,
yeah.
right? So it can go up and down. And when it's down, I always found the thing that would finally get me up would be to do something for myself as a professional development. That I found like I would get myself in these ruts
yep.
where I didn't, like things were going so poorly or whatever, or in my mind that, you know, I don't want to learn anything new.
Right.
I don't bring me anything new. It's, you know, that kind of thing, which is really the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
So it's when you go and do that professional development, that's really what can turn you around. And I believe. To
great
kind of
advice.
Make you go.
So is this an all-day event?
It goes from 8 to 2.
8 to
so
2.
So it includes breakfast and lunch,
okay.
which is really nice.
And are seats still available?
Yes,
I
seats
just
are
inquired.
Still available. And also there are MSI, my company, over the last 8 years, we are the education sponsor, which we give away 10. It's $85 for... Chamber members, no, $80 for chamber members and $95 for general admission.
Okay.
And MSI has 10 scholarships that we pay for women, mostly women, could be men, but who work for nonprofits or who are students or who are just reentering the workforce maybe. So there's an application online at the chamber, 100-chamber.org, and you fill out the application for the scholarship, and they'll notify you. And I know there are scholarships still, so please, you know, it's a great way to help nonprofits and students participate. And in MSI, we love to do this.
I'm looking forward to attending.
Yeah, so me too, Joe.
In the 2 or 3 minutes we got left, what would you like to say? First of all, how does somebody reach you if they want to get in touch with you?
Sure. Through our website, MSIPlumbingAndRemodeling.com.
Okay.
Basically, if you just Google MSI Plumbing, you can find me.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What would I like to say? You know, I'm like you. I love Hunterdon County.
Yep.
I've now lived here, I guess, longer than I've lived anywhere in my life. And it's a terrific place to live and work. And I feel so blessed to be surrounded by these, you know, business. People really want us to be successful.
Right.
And to be a part of this chamber, I mean, I've been a part of this chamber, for 33 years.
Okay.
And the last however long Chris has been here has been amazing. To be on the foundation board, which when you're a young business person, you start out on the committee because you're just not savvy enough to be on the board, right? That's a big deal. But I set my sights on being on the board, so I started by volunteering on the committee. I mean, that's how you do it. You got to put yourself out there, and eventually they invited me to be on the board.
I find Hunterdon County, it's easy to get involved,
but
it's so hard to understand what's available to you. What I did was with this Leadership Hunterdon, got to meet everybody.
That is a great program.
It was. And I think so much of it, I'm heavily involved in Somerset County as well. I'm going for the Somerset Leadership next year.
Yeah,
I missed the cut for
so
this
much
year.
Sense.
I'm also in the the board of Warren Township and on the business community. They don't have a board in Basking Ridge. Each one is different. Each one is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's if you want to be in business in the area, you got to get out and meet people. It's where it's at. And
absolutely,
if you get out and meet people and do enough and then just let people know you're alive, I haven't sort of retired. I'm still around.
Right.
In my business, people sell a house usually every 7 years, but the economy recently has been more like 11 or 12. They come back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as long as you did a good job of them, they'll be back to you.
Yeah.
And I would think in maintenance, you know, this year was the rec room. Next year might be the new deck.
Exactly.
It's
we get a lot of that. We're overtime. We get the phone call from, and this is, I love men, from the wife saying, well, my husband tried to fix it, but now it's leaking worse than ever. We're like, okay, we'll come fix that for you. Don't worry
about
it. It is funny when we get those phone calls, though.
I love it.
Yeah.
And thank you so very much for coming on. And let me know when the book is ready. I'll get that out. I'll repurpose today's interview and get that out so people can do a re-listen.
Okay.
You could actually put it into your tagline and say, if you want to listen to me on the radio.
Okay.
So this has been Joe Peters. I'm going to play my commercial one more time before we go. And our next program will be the music program that comes on at 5 o'clock, and Greg will be here to lead you through that. So Craig says he's the youngest DJ. If you're the youngest, I've got to be the oldest. Okay, might as well be something. But I enjoy doing it. I enjoy talking to people like you. Next week, we're going to have the mayor of Bethlehem Township on.
Oh, nice.
And Big Paulie, I call him. He showed me where to get my Corvette fixed. He's really
a
neat
guy. Yes, also the director of the Red Mill in Clinton.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We went through the Halloween experience. That was some experience.
They go all out on that. For you, I mean, I 33 years, my kids have stood in that line, you know, going through, et cetera. Yeah, that's an amazing, amazing undertaking.
Well, great. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We will execute a strategy that once again secures our border.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking to the media after touring the border, he said that America will be stopping the flow of